If you find yourself eating rice this week, there's a good chance that what's on your plate came from Vietnam. That one small country cranks out a fifth of the world's rice exports each year. But there's a problem. All the oil, coal and gas we're burning is warming up the planet, which is making oceans rise, right up into some of Vietnam's richest rice-growing areas. Salt water is very bad news for rice. To find out what the changing climate means for Vietnam's rice farmers, reporter Christopher Johnson went to southern Vietnam's Mekong River Delta, the country's rice-growing heartland.
It's mid-season here in Sac Cheng Province. The rice fields are full, and under an easy monsoon wind, the crop rolls like massive emerald sheets. Standing on a narrow, muddy path that runs between his paddies, out here is where farmer Hai Tuck loves to be.
I so much enjoy working this land. Every day, I must visit the land 4 or 5 times a day.
The 63-year-old farmer has been raising rice in this town since he was a boy. His parents did it, his great-grandparents too. Tuck knows his crop.
When the rice gets sick, I'm sad too. I feel sad when the rice gets sick.
Yeah. Squinting out across his acre-and-a-half plot, Tuck reaches down into the sea of green rice plants and snaps off a long yellow leaf. Something's wrong.
I expect to lose some of the rice plants, not to be able to harvest them at all.
Rice leaves are supposed to be green, but lots of Tuck's plants are starting to yellow. He says his crops are sick. Salt water's gotten into his fields, where it creates an environment that allows bacteria to flourish. He could lose nearly $300 this season, close to half of what he takes home in a year. Tim Gorman is a doctoral student researching how climate change is impacting the lives of people in this region. The whole area is veined by channels of the Mekong River. And just a few miles away, there's the South China Sea. That makes this part of the delta ripe for saline intrusion.
There's more and more salt water pushing up little streams and distributaries and also up the main channels of the Mekong River. You know, at times during the dry season, in the winter and the spring, it penetrates for dozens of miles inland.
In an ideal year, a delta farmer will get 3 good rice crops. But with less fresh water around, that's getting harder to do. In 2012, seawater had gone so far inland, there wasn't any fresh water to be found. Tuck and his neighbors, their fields full of green rice plants, had no good choices.
If we used no water, the rice would die. And if we used salty water, the rice would also die.
Some of the farmers' troubles are certainly due to climate change and those rising sea levels. But maybe nobody should be growing rice here in the first place.
So right now where we're standing by this, you know, this beautiful rice field. But 100 years ago, we would have been standing in the middle of basically swamp, like tidal swamp.
It used to be that ocean water would naturally fill this region of the delta for at least some part of the year. It's only been in the last half century, Gorman explains, that the Mekong River Delta has become an intensive rice-growing area. In some ways, Gorman says, saline intrusion is nature, with the help of a warming planet, undoing what man has built.
The part of it is with climate change is that it makes it increasingly difficult to sustain the infrastructure that was designed to protect this area from direct saline intrusion from the ocean itself, from the tides itself, is increasingly insufficient because the tides are simply higher.
For now, Gorman says, the state is trying to support the rice sector. More dikes and seawalls are being built to protect the area from the ocean. But Vietnam's leaders are also weighing just how tenable it is to keep pushing rice agriculture in the face of tidal changes like global warming. In the meantime, struggling rice farmers have barely a handful of choices. One option, shrimp farming. About a dozen workers at this sorting facility are busy tossing locally raised shrimp into blue plastic drums.
Every night, we work from 7 to 10 p.m., and we go through 2 to 8 tons of shrimp every day. If we can buy and sell shrimp, it's good for me.
And for shrimp farmers, even a small operation can earn more than 5 times what rice growers like Hai Tuck bring home in a year. But the shrimp business has its problems, too. Startup costs are high. Losses can be devastating, not to mention all sorts of environmental challenges. That debate doesn't matter much to Tuck. He doesn't have the capital or skill to grow shrimp. He's 63, most of his children have moved away, and he's got grandkids to help look after. So unlike other frustrated rice growers who are switching to shrimp or abandoning their farms altogether, Tuck is staying put.
I'm too old to leave here, and my land is here. And I will stay here to work on my land and let the young generation leave.
And he'll be here, his feet deep in the monsoon clay, watching the changes. I'm Christopher Johnson in the Mekong Delta in South Vietnam.